Mark, Murphy and I have had some ongoing conversations, general type conversations, you know, I felt very appreciated by the organization and honored to work in this position with such fine people. And the more you think about it, the more you think how nuts are you when you'd walk away from something like this. And it's important to me. It's not my family, but I got a lot of really good friends here and co-workers that I enjoy coming to work with every day. That it's life. But it's life on a exaggerated scale. I mean, you're playing in the NFL and you're trying to win and compete at the NFL level, and that is so hard to do. And to get a chance to continue to do that, you know, after you put all the chips on the table, there's very little choice there. And I want to be here. From a negative standpoint, it's easy to say, well, I'm going to ride off into the sunset or go milk some cows or whatever it was I was supposed to go do. But I have people that I'm responsible for here, too, people that I've hired that have taken up this profession because of my insistence or encouragement. And so there's a certain amount of responsibility you have for the people that you work with. No. No, I mean, I was asked that question a lot, how long I was going to go. But, you know, I felt good. But I think you're always self-evaluating as you go along in life and saying, you know, how much longer do you want to do this, you know. And I have family back home in Texas, and I've not done a good job of this, but I'm going to make a more concerted effort to get back home and see them from time to time. It won't be, months at a time, but I want to go home back and be more connected to my family.
As an evaluator, how do you evaluate yourself in this job? You're still having fun? You still feel effective? Goals to reach? What are some of the things you consider?
Well, in terms of how I feel great. Like I said, I'm honored that Mark Murphy and the organization would like to have me stay on. This place means a lot to me. Counting the 8 years before and almost 10 now, that's a lot of your life. And I'm honored to be a part of it.
Ted, do you, without revealing to us what that timeline is, do you know how long you want to go?
I don't. I think, Vic, I think I'll just let it play itself out. I think most people in life, have these artificial dates in mind that, I'm going to retire when I'm X number of years or a certain age. But I think everybody's different. And it seems to me that a lot of people can be very productive later on in life we'll see. I enjoy what I do, and I've got really good people that I work with. And I think because of that, I feel pretty energized to keep going.
Perhaps I misunderstood or I'm reading too much into it, but you said you're going to try to get back home a little bit more often, spend more time with your family. Does that mean you might delegate more responsibilities here?
No, I don't think so. I think you just manage your time a little bit better. And, if you've got, all of a sudden, during the course of the season, even you could theoretically have a Friday or Saturday that you don't really have to be in the office, but you're not out scouting at that particular time. You just zip home and you maybe see my nephew play ball or something on a Friday night in Texas.
Ted, do you still see yourself as a scout first and foremost, and will you continue to make the rounds of the different colleges as your schedule is?
Absolutely, yes. That's I not only consider it, but that's what I am. I'm a scout, and I work alongside some good scouts upstairs, but that's what I do and that's what I enjoy. And somebody asked me the question the other day, and it's you're still, when as a scout, you're always looking for that diamond, so-called diamond in the rough that no one else can find, and that's very difficult to do in this day and age with the communication, the information, and the names and that sort of thing. But you're still looking to one up somebody else that's in your business, and so I'm still a scout. Well, I haven't thought that much about it, a little bit more recently in terms of, what it means if I were to leave. You look back on your life. It doesn't matter if you're 20 years old or what. You see things that have happened during the course of the life that it has changed people's lives, or people went a certain way instead of going the other way. But quite frankly, I haven't thought about that much.
Would this suggest, your decision suggest, that you think this run can continue for some time now?
First of all, I think we have a chance to be a pretty good team if we play well. But none of this was based on, not the answer is no. Sorry.
How good a start is this camp off to? The deal done with Jordy, roster, there's no outside distractions or off the field issues with this team. What gets you to that point? How good has this first few days been?
It's me knocking on wood because you said something like that. It's jinxing it. You never talk about your good fortunes. If things are going good, you just be quiet and let the things continue to be good. All kinds of things happen. There's all kinds of twists and turns during the course of the season, and I'm sure there will be this year. No. I'm not a very specific guy.
Ted, now that you are extended, how big of a priority is it to get Mike McCarthy along with you there?
A big priority, and it's been the plan the whole time. The way the organization is set up, obviously, I'm not giving any trade secrets away, but it's the way it's always been done here. The general manager kind of gets put away, and then you do the head coach.
So how has that relationship evolved? How do you guys work together now? Is it more of a partnership than, in 2006 when you just hired him and he was the first time head coach? How has that kind of changed?
Well, I think when two people work together for as long as Mike and I have, I think you develop certain understandings of each other, and there are certain things that you can communicate that are unsaid, as opposed to originally when you probably needed to spell everything out. But I think we have a very good working relationship. We anticipate each other's thoughts often, which might drive both of us crazy sometimes. But I think it's working well and has worked well. Obviously, we see things pretty close.
You see a lot of training camp practices. When you're out there, are there specific things you're looking for each day, or are you taking it all in general terms?
I'm trying to take it all in. Now, if you try to take too much of it in, then you won't get any of it. So I try to focus on groups, going into a day or something like that. And hopefully after 3 or 4 days, you'd have all the groups done.
What went into the decision to make family night from the intra-squad scrimmage to a practice?
just the way the whole schedule laid out for Mike and his staff, we just needed that day as a normal practice day to be able to get everything accomplished that we wanted to get accomplished. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't know that it'll look a whole lot different. We still have some really good fireworks, which is a big hit in the locker room and for all the kids and that sort of thing.
Any more?
To this point, your general observations of Eddie Lacy, how far he's come in a year plus, so where do you think he is now compared to a year ago?
I don't know. I thought he was a pretty accomplished player when he got here. But I think he's probably more confident and relaxed as a player. He's got his own way of he's got his own style. And I, quite frankly, I admire him for it because, you know, a lot of people are all nervous and frigidity and concerned about what somebody thinks. And, you know, he kind of goes through life having a good time and with a big smile on his face. And he's also a really good football player, so that helps.
Did you consider the center position a little bit of a gamble with, you know, with either Shredder, who's never played center, I don't think in a game in his life, and Lindsley being a rookie, that you're really going to throw a new guy in there one way or the other?
No. I mean, yeah, there are risks you take in life, and there's uncertainties as you go into training camp, but I think there's always going to be some of that at some position somewhere. It just so happens that that position right now, we have guys lining up to play that haven't played it a lot in the NFL, but that's okay. Leaves us something to be excited about.
Last one.
Ed, what is it about, you know, obviously people who have your job, they love the game, but if you see people on game day, it's a nervous, everyone's a nervous wreck as they watch the game. What do you enjoy about your job, and what do you really look forward to?
Well, I'm not a nervous wreck on game day, which is nice. But I know the type. I've seen them. I think the process, you know, the growing, but, you know, and I've always said this, Mike, you go into a winning locker room after all that we do and all the sacrifices that these young men make and their families make and the coaching staff and everybody in the organization, all of you guys during training camp, and then you go into a winning locker room where you've actually won a game. To me, as a former player, maybe that's the reason it is, but I don't think it gets any better than that. And it makes a lot of things that are not comfortable more comfortable and more palatable.